There's been a lot of progress made. There's been additional day centres opened. There's been additional hours given towards the service in the homes. However, you know, there are still a lot of people out there in need of service, and in order for us to provide that, we're going to have to look for an increase in funding.
In terms of the level of need in Donegal in the North West at the moment, where do we sit?
We do have a fairly active waiting list at the moment for people mainly looking for service within the home. We did get some extra hours last year, so we were able to kind of work our way through that waiting list, but there's still a lot more work that needs to be done. We're looking for investment for our daycare at home service. We're looking for like 1 million across the whole country to expand the services again, you know, with some of that going into Donegal. And in particular, we're looking at Downing's, Creashla, Letterkenny and Donegal Town, which seems to be the areas at the moment that are in most need.
And the argument, I'm sure, from yourselves is always going to be that the more you're doing and the more services you're providing, the less pressure there is on the hospital, the less pressure there is on the primary care services, the less pressure there is on the HSE.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, our aim is to keep people at home for as long as possible and to keep them comfortable and to provide a level of support that allows the person living with dementia themselves to feel, you know, that they have a good service in their home, to allow them to stay at home and also to give that support to the family carer.
And obviously in a situation like this, respite's important, as you say, keeping in touch with the families are important, because families on a day-to-day basis are going to be the linchpin. Without them and without their full involvement, the at-home support is in many cases not going to be an option.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have to look after the carers as well and allow them time to themselves as well, which is what our service does. So it's kind of twofold. You know, it provides the service, it provides the stimulation and it provides the activity for the person living with dementia, but it also gives a break to the family carer, you know, to allow them to have some time to themselves, you know.